Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Just agree with my premise, even if you don't.
Okay.
Okay? Just please.
Sure.
If you do anything for me today, just agree with my premise.
Sounds good.
All right. The Niners should probably have a better record.
I agree, Mark.
Right? Like they're a better performing team than that. I know we can, you are what your record says you are. We can Bill Parcells this thing, and you're not wrong. But agree with my premise that when you watch the Niners play, you're like, oof, I mean, they blew some games. They probably shouldn't have blown.
Right, and right.
Like they should have a better record, right?
You are what your record says you are. Mm-hmm. But if I look at the three losses in division, you probably should have won two of them. And what Seattle did, that's football. Seattle came down. They beat your defense. They scored.
One
to me wasn't blown as much as the other two were blown. So, yes, they should have a better record.
Yeah, I mean.
Premise affirmed.
Outplayed the opponent in those three games based on a lot of the metrics that we use to decide whether or not someone's outplayed an opponent. But, yeah, they're all like, that doesn't mean you win the game. That doesn't mean they win the game. You got to do the thing all the way to the end. I get it. All right. So, but if we accept that premise, I want to know? I want to know where your heart and mind go once you agree with that premise. So the Niners are 6-7. And if you buy the premise that their record should be better, and then I tell you, for example, this is kind of what inspired this today. I saw this number and it blew my mind. And I know there are other analytics pieces out there that many have used throughout the year to suggest, well, the Niners, remember the DVOA week?
Yeah.
We're like, oh my gosh, they're one of eight teams that's in the top right corner, which means they got a plus offense and a plus defense. They're one of eight teams, and they have far and away the worst record of those eight teams.
Yeah, that was EPA, but same right. thing,
Whatever.
Same diff.
You know what I'm saying. A bunch of letters. You put a bunch of letters together and they
all
mean
those
something.
Things.
Whatever. So here's the latest. And I hadn't seen this one before. Yard differential, okay? And yard differential, I'm sure you get it. Like, pretty simple. Have you outgained your opponent, or have they outgained you? And who is the best at outgaining their opponent? And yards, you don't get any points for them, but it is a pretty good indicator of who's doing a better job of moving up and down the field. And usually the team that's moving up and down the field is going to win the football game most of the time. So check this out. The top four teams this year in yard differential. It's a good week to do it too, because the Niners had just a bananas yard differential at halftime of their game against the Bears on Sunday. So number four at plus 973 yards, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens. Number three, plus 991 yards, the Detroit Lions. Now, doesn't that surprise you a little bit? Don't the Lions feel like they're just steamrolling people all the time? Guess who's got a better yard differential than the Detroit flipping Lions?
Who, Mark?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Jeez.
Who are number two at 1,040 yards better than their opponent. Only behind one other team. Can you guess who it is? Number one in the league is? I hope you didn't say Chiefs.
No.
Y'all know better than that.
Yeah. Probably Philly.
I bet some of you might have said Bills, but Dibs, you're right. It's the Philadelphia Eagles at 1,129 yards. Those are the top four teams in terms of, dude, we're going to get that yard and you're not. So both sides of the ball. We're doing it. You're not. Number four, the Ravens. Number three, the Lions. Number two, the 49ers.
Yeah.
At 6-7. And number one, the Eagles, who've won nine in a row. So here's my question. When I tell you that, does it make you hopeful or mad?
I'm more hopeful than mad.
Okay.
I'm kind of done being mad because I know why they blew those games, and it has nothing to do with yard differential. It has to do with bad plays, bad mistakes, a missed field goal, a botched punt coverage, which I don't believe plays into what you're talking about when you go to cover a punt. That is not yards in yard differential at all. A PI on Devondre Campbell that set up a drive or kept the drive going, that doesn't factor into that. So what you're saying, it means that the Niners are a good team. And all the advanced metrics, the basic metrics, put aside the record, they all tell you the same thing. The Niners are really good, and they should have more wins than six wins,
yep,
but they don't. So I don't get mad at that. And if the year ends and they don't go to the playoffs, well, then maybe for me, that's a time that I would get mad. But I'm not giving up.
Well, okay, sure. So, and that's fine. That's where my mind goes to. It's kind of like the closer I get to Thursday night, I do feel like a 1-2 punch over the next 5 days could actually mean something for 49er football. And this is the 1-2 punch. And it's a huge if. But if they beat the Rams on Thursday night, and the Packers beat the Seahawks on Sunday, we got action. That's my belief. The NFC West has got action if that happens. And I know a lot of people, if you bounce around and look at this on social media, a lot of people, oh, there's a way that a four-way tie at 9-8, and here's what needs to happen, and then they'll list 18 games that need to go a certain way. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. That's like, there's no way that this one scenario of 18 games, it's not going to play out that way. I would much rather go week to week. And it is my belief that if the 49ers beat the Rams and the Packers beat the Seahawks, we've got action.
Yeah.
And there would be the renewed belief in me. The closer I get to this, it's not that I'm going to predict a 5-game win streak. I still find that highly unlikely. And a win over the Bears does not suddenly make me think, quote, the Niners are back. I don't think that at all, but I guess this is what I'm saying. In terms of late season magic that you hope for as a fan, this is more realistic than most, because I do still believe that this football team is largely underperforming. This is going to sound stupid now, but kind of like only on the scoreboard. And that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware of that. But at the end, I know people want to do the math brain thing. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
I don't believe 6-7 teams are always built the same. I don't believe 11-2 teams are built the same. Like, give me the Eagles and the Vikings. They have the same record. Are they built the same? I don't think so. I find one of them much more effective and scary than the other. That's just me.
And that would be the Vikings?
I think the Eagles are much better than the Vikings right now.
You mentioned the grid before about the EPA expected points added based on your performance on offense and defense. And you talked about the teams that were in the top right quadrant, which are teams that are above the norm in offense and above the norm in defense. And right now there are only 5 teams in that upper quadrant: Buffalo, Detroit, Philly, Green Bay, and Minnesota. Those are your 5. And then I look at the teams on the border, and you see San Francisco and Kansas City, their logos are on top of each other. They're almost imperceptible in terms of the advanced analytics. Who's better? One team's 11-2, one team is 6-7. And so that, for me, bolsters your argument about, you know, what this team could be or should be, because according to the EPA grid, and, you know, Pittsburgh is a team that is really close to being over in that right side. Seattle's also close. The Chargers are close. But the Niners and the Chiefs are almost identical in advanced metrics, yet one team's 11-2 and one's 6-7.
12-1.
Oh, they're 12-1. I'm sorry. Yeah. Apologies.
Flipping 12-1.
Sorry, Andy.
Incredible, you know? And I love this text right here that just came in, Comcast Business Text Line. Mark, this is a good listener, somebody who's tapped into our station, and we appreciate it. Mark, numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are several other metrics that point to that they're not very good this year. Well, let me say it this way. No, there aren't. Now,
No,
not metrics. There's just a record.
Well, there's now, stats. If you think stats are not metrics, are metrics.
Stats are metrics, but what I'm
saying,
numbers. If you want to zero in on certain moments of the field or pieces, like this thing, that a yardage differential, in theory, is talking about your offense. It's talking about your defense. It's talking about almost every player on the field. I think we know where the 49ers have struggled this year and shown themselves to, quote, not be a good team. It's when the special teams unit is on the field. That's one of them.
32nd in net punt average.
Yeah, absolutely disastrous.
So that's a metric that doesn't show up in your, you know, your stat.
Correct. But also the special teams is, while important, on the field very, very rarely. And it's not enough for me to say, well, that makes them a bad team. That's a bad unit. And it is absolutely...
Well, it cost you at least one game.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling that it hasn't been addressed in a different way up to this point under Kyle Shanahan. I don't really get that. So I'm going to give everybody that one. Certainly in the red zone this year, they have not been a good team. Getting better in
They're
the last hit.
Up to 22nd.
So still below
surging
the middle.
Surging to 22nd.
Surging, yeah. They were really bad there.
They were number one last year.
And so all of those things, absolutely, they go into the stew.
Opponent red zone percentage, the 31st.
Okay.
Like, these are all things that, as absolutely, we go beyond the numbers, these are reasons to me why you're 6-7.
Well, and you're right. You're right. But those are a little bit more finely pointed than others that are talking about the entire flow of the game.
Sure.
is my point. So look, again, that's the point. That's what we're all doing here, talking this out, right? You get to look at whatever you want to look at. And I'm going to sit here and I am going to firmly believe that the Niners have underperformed. They are better than this. And because I think they're better than this, I'm with you when I ask that question, and y'all can weigh in. 888-957-9570. When you hear that, when you hear that the Niners are outgaining their opponents at Lions and Eagles levels, does that make you hopeful for what's left or angry because of what's happened? I'm hopeful. You're hopeful. The other half of our room on our show, I think, angry. Right? Grandy, would you agree with that? That ticks you off when you hear that.
Yeah, the stats that you share, to me, it makes me feel more frustrated than anything else, because if you are that good and all those metrics that suggest that, then how the hell do you explain the fact that they're below 500?
Win the game.
Exactly. Disaster class of a season.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's just kind of a matter of like where we want our brain to go in a moment like that. Do you sort of kind of want to look forward or do you want to look back? And I'm not going to sit here and tell you either one is wrong. The answer can be both.
And I'm hopeful now with reserving the right to be angry later. Because if this does not result in a playoff berth, then I'll be angry and I'll look back at the red zone defense, the fourth quarter points allowed, where they've given up 9 points per fourth quarter all year long, the red zone offense, the special teams. These are things that I am reserving the right to be angry about later.